From offguardian.org, Western Hegemony versus Russian Sanity, by Mark Taliano. One of the unstated goals of imperial warfare is to make hapless civilians pay a price for having the temerity to be born in a targeted nation. Prior to the illegal invasion of Iraq, for example, the Western oligarchies imposed sanctions which destroyed water treatment infrastructures and killed around 700,000 children and about 1 million other innocent Iraqis. These consequences were all planned and projected. There's nothing accidental about the mass killings. It was simply imperial punishment for living in Iraq. Part of the calculus for such barbarity is that imperialists hope that such punishments will demoralize local populations and possibly make them reject their leaders. It falls under the euphemistic categories of destabilization and collateral damage. More accurately, it is targeted mass murder. Why did the Western oligarchies choose to destroy Iraq and its people? It had nothing to do with weapons of mass destruction, or terrorism, or any other of the creative lies perpetrated by cooked intelligence reports and public relations agencies. More accurately, CIA asset Saddam Hussein had decided to stop using the US dollar for foreign trade. Once Iraqi oil fields were under US control, oil sales were switched back to the dollar. Multitudes of innocent people were slaughtered and continue to be slaughtered for the US dollar, oil, and oligarch profits. Whereas Iraq, under Hussein, was free of Wahhabism and other assorted Western-supported terrorists, now it is a hotbed for terrorism and innocent Iraqis are still paying for their temerity. Libya, like Iraq, was also a well-developed nation. Under Gaddafi, it had become the most prosperous nation in Africa. But innocent Libyans are still paying the price for having been born there. Hillary Clinton's recently disclosed email records demonstrate that Libya had decided to create an international reserve currency based on Libya's gold dinar. Consequently, NATO planes provided air cover for its al-Qaeda proxies. Muammar Gaddafi was murdered, and now Libya too is a hotbed for terrorists, including the liver-eating ISIS variety. The country has been successfully destabilized. These are common imperial tactics, all masked by the duplicitous oligarchies. Ukraine is being destroyed and destabilized in a similar fashion, and to serve hidden imperial agendas, as is Syria. Syrians are lucky, though. The Syrian army, Russia, Iran, and affiliated forces such as Hezbollah are successfully defeating the Western terrorist proxies, including al-Nusra Front and ISIS. All of this mass death and destruction points to huge geopolitical shifts, as it shines a light on the forces of justice and freedom and opposing forces of death and destruction. Russia and its allies represent stability, international justice and freedom, while the Western oligarchies represent the opposite. The destruction of each country that opposes its largely unstated agenda demonstrates that the Anglo-Zionist unipolar imperial model seeks global dominance and that the rule of international law does not apply to it when international law contradicts its illegal hegemony. The unipolar model does not tolerate alternate societal or economic models. It entrenches the rule and prosperity of the predatory 1% oligarch class, and it's based upon tacit notions of white supremacism. The innocent other is disposable. Internationally, Russia and its allies offer the opposite within a framework of international law and order. But Western populations are exposed to a constant diet of sophisticated corporate propaganda, so they're largely immune to the truth. Currently, the Orwellian notion that white is black and black is white describes the degenerate Western mindset. These dangerous delusions may well lead us to an unthinkable nuclear war between the Anglo-Zionist coalitions and the forces supporting the Russian multipolar model. Historical memory informs us that we are following the wrong path.